This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thanks to the Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater, bang-up job in the Bahamas. They're coming back home now. Their rescue mission is over, as well as the Coast Guard Cortez guys and gals, too. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And to those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. You can follow us on Facebook, too, by the way, and communicate with us right off the messenger by liking the page and following us, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. So, there you go. Now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I just got the story sent to me here from Kabul, Afghanistan, and this is coming from my military sources. This is from Military News. A powerful early morning suicide truck bomb devastated a hospital in southern Afghanistan on Thursday morning, killing as many as 20 people, wounding more than 100 others.
100.
Yeah, an official said the Taliban claimed responsibility for the bombing. They've carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks stopped with the United States collapsed earlier this month. Okay, that's the story I've got right now for Military News.
Medium-sized truck. With a bomb, now we're up to, I think, 80 citizens that have been wounded. They're saying killing or wounding more than 80. Uh-huh. Happened at 6 o'clock in the morning. This truck apparently was, I'm looking at some pictures here, but, yeah, swell, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, when they talk about beating an enemy to submission for unconditional surrender, a la World War II days, you know, we just don't seem to understand that. We don't seem to want to take it to that degree where we get them down on their hands and knees and they're begging to stop. And that's what we need to have. We need to do that. That's what you do, unfortunately, for the people on the other side, but that's what you do. So anyway, I'll get started with what we were going to talk about. We've got this American Airlines mechanic. He was an American citizen, but he's been charged with sabotage on an American Airlines plane. And apparently the report says he had ISIS propaganda on his phone, but you're telling me it goes even further than that?
Yeah, apparently he was actually in Iraq as recently as a few months ago. They say that there's some unconfirmed or some kind of convoluted story that his brother was kidnapped by Islamic State But others are saying, no, that he was joining Islamic State. Apparently the family, too, are also Islamic State sympathizers. Anyway, he has not been charged with any kind of terrorism yet. I think that is still to come. So until they are able to put together all of the evidence, I think they're going to wait until they do some kind of terrorism thing. But right now it's just sabotage.
Now, had this plane flown and got up in the air and it was headed, I believe, for the Bahamas, what would have happened? Would it have crashed?
Well, I don't think it would have crashed, but the pilots would not have known an awful lot of things. They would not have necessarily known their altitudes. I mean, they disabled the navigation system. I mean, yeah, I don't know that it would crash, but
so
the pilots would not have had any kind of control.
Literally, you would have had to have flown by the seat of your pants, literally, in that case, and that's not good with an airliner. Okay.
Yeah, what they're saying is that he did something to the air data module.
Good Lord. All right, who is Robert O'Brien?
Robert O'Brien is now the new national security advisor for Trump. He is been around a long time. He has been the the hostage
negotiator
or prisoner negotiator, and he has been. Apparently quite successful. I think he's gotten somewhere around 30 people that have been, brought back or able to bring back to the United States. I don't know what period of time that is. That one's too hard to necessarily tell yet. He is a lawyer too, but, he got the pastor out of, what was it, Pakistan?
Yeah.
I think that was one of the Pastor Brunson.
Yes, I believe that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He did work. He did have some relationship, too, with John Bolton.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a good thing. It's a good pick. Certainly non-controversial, but okay. He knows McMaster and Flynn.
Okay. All right. We'll see how this all works out. Now, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we got a lot more to cover. By the way, bottom of the hour, I'll have Amanda Mackey on the telephone with me. She is former Department of Defense Iranian expert who actually speaks the language and knows quite a bit, having been born and brought up there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, Wayne Allyn Root's on a roll. Watch him on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. He is the number one most watched show on Newsmax TV right now. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And if you want to know more about them, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that little logo that's there, the red, white, and blue flag. On the right tag, right tab side there, you'll see it almost at the top of the page on the right side. And when you click on that tab, you'll see the opportunity to sign up for a free gun a day giveaway. So definitely do that. Every day it changes at midnight, and we'd like to be able to give you one of those guns. So hopefully if you sign up for it, you might win one, and we can tell you about it. We can tell you, announce you right here over the air. But you got to sign up for it to do it. That's number one. Number two, they've got three levels of membership, and you can go over there and you can do that too while you're there. And if you decide to become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really neat gear from the USCCA. And don't forget, you also get the opportunity to get that award-winning concealed carry magazine that has more savings in it every month. And you get it like clockwork. So that's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's there on the right tab, and good luck. When it's starting out, somebody winning a gun. All righty. We've got Denise Simon from Founders Code with us back again. Good morning again.
Hello.
Many options short of war with Iran exist. Want to care to elaborate on that one?
Well,
I mean, that's pretty a broad
war
statement. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, including war.
Right.
We're not going to go in there. We're not going to go, level the entire country. We're just not going
to
do that.
No, to be at pinpoint targets.
But,
yep.
I think what we would necessarily do is concentrate on all things Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Good.
Yes. And, that would necessarily include some kind of command and control, you know, all the little, the normal target package that we seem to use. And that's fine with me. That's absolutely fine with me. I think we actually declared the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps officially a terror organization a couple of months ago, too, finally.
Believe so, yep. Mm-hmm.
But there has to be a response, and there has to, and we can't go squishy on this one. We're going to have a full-blown response, whether we have Europe with us or anybody else with us or not, because the United States is one of the countries that is literally charged with ensuring that there is free transit of the seas, you know, when it comes to cargo transport and oil.
Right.
You know, oil is the lifeblood, whether we like it or not. Oil is the lifeblood to an awful lot of countries. We still buy some oil from Saudi Arabia, but not, certainly not in the volume that we were doing it because we're pretty much oil independent.
Right.
But, we've got countries that rely on us to ensure those securities. And what Iran has done, including all these tankers, you know, we had, what, the three or four tankers a couple of months ago where they had the limpets attached to them.
Yeah.
Let's not forget what Iran has actually done to us, least of which was our sailors. Everybody, including Ms. Tulsi Gabbard, seems to forget that our sailors were seized.
Yep.
And then they shot down one of our drones. Uh-huh. So there has to absolutely be coordinated effort. So what is happening now is that Congress has already been briefed. Apparently an awful lot of the evidence has already come back to the United States. Some members, I think, of the Armed Services Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee have been briefed on this.
Yep.
And then they're going to present all of this to the UN General Assembly, I guess it is, that's next week.
Right.
And at that point, I think the United States and others that decide to join with us will make a full-blown presentation before all of the members that join the UN General Assembly and say, this is what we got here, ladies and gentlemen, with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And shame on them, and shame on you if you're doing business with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, make their full-blown presentation there. So, you know, I don't think whatever response it's necessarily going to be is going to be what, you know, however it's going to be described is going to be tomorrow or the next day, if that certainly is not the case.
No, we're going
to do it at a time of our choosing.
Right.
Now, a lot of people say we sell an awful lot of things to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Saudi Arabia can defend themselves. Well, not really.
Well, we just,
obviously,
yeah, they had the THAAD missile system. Where was that at?
Well, that's it. Now, we provide intelligence to them, but we don't provide defense for them. Now, if they ask us to help in that, I think that we necessarily would. Now, the Saudi Arabia today is not the Saudi Arabia of 2001. There needs to be a large distinction there. We've had major changes in the personnel of the kingdom. And I think that they have come around to be a much more of an ally friend than they ever were before. And that includes, I might add, with Israel, which is a remarkable development, a remarkable condition. And, you know, let's not forget that, what was it, 2 years ago when Trump went over to Saudi Arabia, he went over for that ceremony to open up the billion-dollar, whatever it was, major
military base.
Intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't a, it was more of an intelligence complex to target what they call violent extremism.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Saudi Arabia doesn't have a lot of use for Qatar either, and I don't either. Why we have a base in Qatar, I don't know, but they didn't ask me. It's going to be quite interesting how this thing ends up playing out.
Okay, now here's the $25,000 question. Is Benjamin Netanyahu done as the Prime Minister of Israel?
Yeah, no.
I don't think he's done, but what he is, in fact, I think, doing is trying to change Benny Gantz's mind and say, look, we're going to have to work together on some things, because it was Gantz who was really kind of the stick in the mud. So he's urging Gantz to form a unity government with him and with Lieberman. So it's going to change up, you know, things will change up here dramatically. And I don't think that we will have the Benjamin Netanyahu in a power position that he has enjoyed for the last 10 years. I think that the whole model of their parliament slash their government is going to change.
Okay. Now, there's a report that North Korea, by the end of next year, could have as many as 40 nuclear warheads operational.
I actually heard that number to be closer to 60. But,
I've heard,
you know,
that too.
Whether yeah, whether it's 40 or 60, we actually just applied, interestingly enough, even more sanctions to North Korea earlier here in the week.
Yeah.
So, you know, they clearly have gone rogue on us, and, you know, those talks have broken off, I think. So, and I think that what you have here is a handful of these rogue countries that have kind of developed their own squad, if you will.
And then real quick, because we're going to run out of time, Andrew McCabe, looks like there's no deal for him at all. It's been offered prior to a possible indictment, and everybody says he's going to get indicted.
Well, they haven't offered him a deal, but he says whatever the deal is, he's not going to accept it.
Okay, do you think he'll be indicted?
Possibly.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. All right, and, okay, you were going to say something?
Well, you know, we had Inspector General Horowitz on the Hill yesterday. And it was a very narrowed question and answer session, and there will be an expanded one, I think, next week.
All right, and by that time we might know something, I guess, right?
No, it's still going to take them probably at least another week or two to declassify and redact and all those other kinds of things.
Okay, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles she writes, find out about what's going on as she writes about it, and you'll be one leg up on everybody else. So there you go. Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Mrs. Amanda Mackey, and wait till you hear from her. She's a very sharp individual. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there'll be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." Three members voted against the quarter point cut, two wanted rates to stay the same, and one wanted a bigger reduction. With more, Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune reacts to the news.
I prefer to let them do their job and to us to do ours. And we're going to be focusing on the things that we can do to continue the economic growth, one of which would be to pass some trade policies, including the USMCA.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you
Captain
are.
Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much to Larry Elder. And by the way, condolences to Larry. He lost his brother this week, and he's been off back home taking care of the funeral details and whatnot. And Larry and his brother were very, very, very close. All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and find out what they can do for you. How'd you like an opportunity to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year as an aviation maintenance tech? National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, I have the privilege and honor of being able to introduce you to a young lady by the name of Amanda Mackey. Now, her last name is spelt M-A-K-K-I. I want to get that out there in case anybody wants to look you up. Amanda, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, and thank you for coming on the program. And you are very fluent in Farsi, and you worked for the Department of Defense, and you were working pretty much on the Iranian angle with the people and their customs and this, that, and the other. And we're going to talk about that, because tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Sure. Thank you for having me on. My name is Amanda Mackey, and I was born in Iran. I was born in 1978. The revolution happened in 79, and my family, we escaped from Iran. And it was a lot of Iranians that left at that time because of what happened, which was really a huge shift in a revolution that changed that country. To this day, a lot of people would say the country has been taken hostage since 1979 when the revolution happened. And a lot's at stake, a lot's happened. We've seen lots of things happen since 79 with especially the Green Revolution. And these are things that opportunities, maybe missed opportunities, we could say. And that's just something that my family and many other Iranians have escaped, whether they came to the United States or other countries, escaped that. And there are a lot of voices in Iran that support they want democracy. And that's something that right now is a really important time to be talking about that. But as for me, I'm an attorney. I worked, as you said, at the Department of Defense. I worked in the Bush administration as a political appointee. I also worked on Capitol Hill for two United States senators and a congressman. And lastly, was with a very large law firm, K&L Gates, here in Washington.
Amanda, the thing about you is, having lived there at a young age and having parents that were there, the people at one time were very westernized when the Shah of Iran was in charge, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what happened to those young folks that were left behind, and a lot of them were they forced to convert, or were they lined up against the wall and shot? I mean, what happened?
Well, I mean, that's just it. I mean, you know, the revolution that happened changed that country so dramatically in that, you know, look, it was a monarchy before. And before 1979, it was a monarchy. And now it's really an institutional, theocratic dictatorship is really what it is today. The people were free, by and large, to come and go, to study, to choose their religion. Iran was modern, yet today the Iranian people, it's like they're living in medieval times where everyone's an enemy. They don't want to be repressed. You know, they don't want to live under an oppressive regime that's dangerous, not just for them, but this religious regime is dangerous for the world, as we've seen that, as we've been seeing that unfold just over the summer. The people of Iran want freedom, but the government of Iran really wants to limit that. That's why you hear, you know, the chants, death to America, death to Israel. You know, we saw this with Bush terming, you know, the axis of evil. And again, just what we've witnessed in the past weeks, the bold and aggressive nature of this regime with the way of shooting down the drone attacks that were claimed by Yemenis to be rebels backed by Iran. This is what it's done. I mean, just right now talking about the issue, you know, it has forced the state-owned Saudi Aramco to cut its production in half. It's causing havoc, and that's what this administration is doing, and that's what it has been doing since 1979. And the people, when we talk about what happened with the uprising among Iranians in 2009, and I always think of that as what a missed opportunity by the Obama administration. You know, it was, like I said, Bush labeled them the axis of evil, and yeah, you know, we've seen what they're capable of. It seems like the only president who couldn't have foreseen what the threat of Iran was President Obama when he dug us into a hole in 2008, back when Iran was weak.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's strong. Iran now controls,
well,
you know, half of Syria.
They're very strong because we gave them $150 billion. That's part of it.
Well, that's part of it, too. But just think of their... Think of the control and the control that they have in controlling half of Syria, Yemen, Iraq. It's, you know, they can attack our allies whenever they want.
Yep.
Because we had, and I just keep thinking back to the opportunity we had during the Green Movement in 2009 after the presidential elections, when the protesters, the young Iranian protesters, demanded the removal of Ahmadinejad from office, and we just looked the other way.
Yeah.
We didn't try to help. We turned a blind eye, and we allowed the regime to gain power and strength. And a decade later, look where we are.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to appoint you military leader of the United States military for a day. What do we do now? Do we do what we're seeing the president do, put together a coalition of the willing and lay the case out in the United Nations? And then from there, where do we go?
Well, you know, every day we're seeing a different bold, aggressive action happen. And I think we, you know, everyone has in their mind what they would want to do. I think we have to think strategically, smartly. One, we want to make sure that whatever we do, we're not causing a worse situation in the Middle East. And you talk to anyone, and they would say, what do you think the chain reaction would be if we go after Iran? What do you think they do?
Right.
They turn around, and they look at Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes a lot of consternation. And, of course, we see our mm-hmm. president right now is trying to be methodical
okay.
here and say, okay, what are we going to do
now,
that, yes.
Now, here's what we're going to do, because right now is the point in the program where I'm going to let you tell people what it is that you are now planning on doing.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Well, what I'm going to do with... is this the opportunity I have to surprise people?
Yes, ma'am.
People
yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'll surprise people. So I am actually running for Congress in Florida's 13th District against someone your viewers probably here know very well, Charlie Crist.
The perfume parlor snake.
He was once a Republican, then an independent, and now he is a Democrat. And I say that because a lot of people don't know he's in Congress.
Yeah.
They don't remember that. So I filed to run in June, and I have been fundraising and gaining endorsement after endorsement, which has been excellent. The NRCC has recognized mm-hmm. our campaign as one of the top 40 campaigns in the country. And yesterday we received the endorsement of a conservative women's group, Maggie's List.
Okay, now
and,
give us your
yeah.
website, please, because we're running out of time.
Sure. It's Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com. And what I bring to the table is this. I have not only been an attorney, but also an advisor on Capitol Hill, worked in the Bush administration, speak Farsi, and more importantly than anything else, I think it is the right time to have people who are going to be bold leaders in Congress and go toe-to-toe with the people in Congress who are looking at things that we think are radical and socialist and shouldn't be there.
And with your permission, I'm going to reach out to you again on Iran, because as things develop, and they're going to develop on Iran, I want to get your take, having been a resident there, having lived there, having been brought up there early on, your parents living there, and you certainly have a knowledge of the country that nobody else does.
Thank you. I would love to be back on your show.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Amanda. Here comes the music. I got to let you go, but God bless America, God bless you, and best of luck.
God bless America. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that's Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, Amanda Mackey. And look her up. Check her out. She's not only got a website, she's also got a Facebook page, and you'll find out what I found out. All right. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, I've got an idea for you, especially if you've got arthritis like I do, or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, whatever you got going for yourself. How about trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start? There's no narcotics in this. It's all natural, and to put it simply, it works. I've been taking it for about 3.5 years now, and ever since I started it, it worked from day one and is continuing to work for me, and I use it religiously twice a day, sometimes three times, depends on the pain I'm in. But for $19.95, you can get a start on the 3-week quick start plan. You pay $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It'll be to you in about 3 to 5 days. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And 75% of the people that order it are still using it. All righty, be right back. Good morning, Chris Markowski, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street.
Good morning.
You know, I can remember when cable TV, everybody had it because you didn't want to put a satellite dish on your house, and when it rained, you couldn't see the TV and this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, they started coming up with some of these ridiculously cheap prices, $19.95 a month, satellite TV, 3,000 channels. No, I'm just kidding. 250 channels and all sorts of enticements, and people started doing that. Or they put them in the ground, because they put them in the ground, too. And AT&T bought DirecTV, but there was Dish that started it, then there was DirecTV. I guess there's one called Hughes Satellite Network now, because I got a mailing from them the other day. But all of a sudden, it looks like AT&T, Dish, and DirecTV, they're all trying to unload the satellite networks. What's going on here?
Well, if you actually remember, Dish was doing well in states like Florida, even though it has, you know, Florida has those thunderstorms which would knock it out. It was because, remember, they had the rights to the NFL.
Yep.
And if you were, like myself, if you were a Giants fan, you couldn't catch the games down in Florida. Yep. Unless you had it through satellite. That was the only way you could go ahead and you could get that.
Correct.
That was for a period of time. But, these media deals that they put out there, AT&T acquired the Dish for, it was over $40 billion plus, trying to remember the exact number. It was back in 2015. And I was looking at that deal and I said, this is just nonsensical.
Right.
The direction that's going. And it's just one failed media deal after another failed media deal after another failed media deal.
Right.
Dish trying to obviously launch its streaming service as well, as an option. But right now, a lot of these companies, and AT&T recently was under fire by an activist investor group saying, listen, you're going to have to start divesting of some of these assets and streamlining a little bit because you got too many of these things that are just not making enough money.
Well, you know, I got a flyer from somebody called Hughes Satellite Network. That's another mm-hmm. player in the game, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly who owns Hughes right now. Going back, it was an old General Electric property. But, people are heading towards the streaming services. That's the direction everything's been going. It's been going out in that way for a while. The whole concept of cord cutting, mm-hmm. Is real. It's happening. AT&T is, again, you get the one bad media deal after another bad media deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking, everybody, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Of course, he's the host of Watchdog on Wall Street. You hear him all over the country in the weekend on about 250 radio stations. So watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website to find out more. Now, you're aware of the Alexa system, you know, Amazon's Alexa system, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't put one in my house, but I know what it is.
Well, here's the new command. Alexa, send $20 to President Trump. They are the first ones. They're the first ones to put that donating to presidential candidates on their system right now.
Wow. It's interesting. I'm glad. You know, it's odd for, honestly, Republicans to be ahead of the curve when it comes to technology. Usually they're way, way behind when it comes to that stuff and fundraising. So.
Yeah.
I find that kind of fascinating. I guess maybe it's an impulse buy or something like that. Somebody's watching a Trump rally and decides, hey, Alexa, send $20 to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not going to find one of those things in my house.
No, there's too much room for error from what I've been hearing. But anyway, Senator Bennett, who ran for president out of Colorado, came up and said yesterday that Medicare for All is absolutely muddying the health care reform waters because of these people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Oh, we want Medicare for All. It can't be done. The expenses is beyond imaginable.
It can be done, but I look at the side effects and see things through, and you know, you take a look at doctors who treat Medicare patients. Those are patients that they're having a difficult time making money on. Their reimbursement rates are not the same, and if all these doctors are going to be getting paid reimbursement rates at Medicare, it's going to put hospitals under. You're going to need to be basically bailing out hospitals. You're going to need
sure.
to be bailing out doctors. They have to keep the lights on, and they're not going to be able to do that based upon those rates. or those rates are going to have to go up considerably. And again, I don't see that happening anytime soon. We're seeing hospitals around the country that take, an enormous amount of Medicare patients. Those are the ones that are really, really hurting right now because they're just not getting reimbursed enough.
Right. And again, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, the U.S. Federal Reserve yesterday cut the interest rates by a quarter of a point. This marks the second straight rate cut. And of course, it, is being done because of the economy spitting and sputtering a little bit to try to, put some more fire into the wire, right?
More or less, I think, kind of keeping up with the Joneses in regards to what's happening around the globe and seeing that, you know, rates are really negative rates in many of these countries around the globe, and it's a bit of a race to the bottom when it comes to this. I guess they're trying to juice the economy a little bit, but I don't think it's going to do much. We've already got very, very low rates. I think if you want to continue to see the economy do well, you've got to continue to move to even have more tax reform and also get rid of burdensome regulations. Obviously, a trade deal would be helpful as well. But again, if you have to wait that one through, you have to wait that one through.
Yeah, I suppose that's all true. There you go. All right. And of course, the Fed can delay a recession, but not avoid it by doing what they're doing. Is that right?
I don't think there's any sign of any recession on the horizon, and I don't see it at this point in time. Job market is great. People's wages are going up. Consumer strong. I don't see any sort of recession on the horizon at all.
Well, they're hiring people for Christmas right now, a little bit earlier than normal because they expect a big Christmas season.
They are expecting that, and the consumer is doing real well, and people have more money in their pocket. So, I can understand that.
Now, General Motors, with the strike that's going on right now, which doesn't look like it's going to be over anytime real soon, might be over in another week or so, but it looks like as if they're going to burn about $1 billion worth of cash at the 1 week mark.
General Motors has also got 11 weeks of inventory available too, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think that they'll be fine when all is said and done. I mean, you go buy a General Motors lot, but their car's there, right?
There's
plenty of cars. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
I've taken a look at this deal and what, has been offered. And, some people are actually saying this might be a bit of a distraction as well, to try to take away from all the corruption that was taking place within the UAW. So I don't know. I mean, the deal that was on the table and what the average UAW worker makes over $90,000 a year.
Yeah.
And then you consider all, the benefits that they're getting along with that. They're the highest paid General Motors UAW workers, highest paid auto workers in the country, and they're asking for more. So I think you're seeing the country come out with, such great sympathy at this point in time. I really don't. I know the president has actually kind of weighed in when it comes to this, and I kind of wish he would, stay out of these various different labor negotiations. And we'll see what's going to happen moving forward.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you, tomorrow, Friday, and we'll get the weekend wrap on you there for what's coming up. So have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog on Wall Street. And to find out more, go to watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. And in the meantime, I'll be back after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, as we talk about more stuff. And don't forget, Bo Browning, the National Aviation Academy, is coming in bottom of the next hour. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.